Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Gather Round, a daily AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
I'm Joel.
And boys, we have a special guest. Kados the fucking weapon.
Yeah! How good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go,
here we go. Fucking the weapons here. And it's blown the roof off this beautiful establishment at a mythical island. Everyone, bar one person, is wearing their coach's jacket. Mine is here.
Sucks.
Yeah, my team is just, they're an asshole team, and everyone that barracks for them is stupid cunts who don't deserve to know happiness. And that's okay. That's okay that Essendon are dog shit.
Yeah.
We spoke about it yesterday. We don't need to touch on it again. But, boys, Saturday, we got some actual good games of footy.
We did.
We started the day away from footy.
We started the day on a quest.
We went on a little quest. We were doing a bit of a supply run, beer run the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a sign outside an old church that said book sale. Tom and I have experienced this book sale before.
It's incredible.
Where books are between $1 to $2.
Yep.
And DVDs.
20 cents.
20 cents.
And that's a juicy, juicy price.
20 cents. So we went in for supplies and we thought we'll just have a look at some movies.
Because let's be honest, West Coast were on and we thought, hey, we're going to go get something to eat. And if we miss the start of that game, does it really matter?
Yep.
Apparently it did.
Because that looked like the only good game so far in Gather Round. But
we then got two juicy ones after.
The breakfast. Delicious.
Delicious.
Oh, delicious breakfast.
I had a club sandwich for breakfast. Club sandwich is a holiday food.
I love a club
sandwich.
Reminds
me of going to a hotel or like a resort and getting room service.
Mm-hmm.
Get a club sandwich.
Yep.
Eat it in the pool.
I would
a
have
club
gone.
Club sandwich in the pool?
Yeah, no, baby.
I rate this, especially when you're in Queensland.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yep.
No, because Queensland to me is just the place. I guess you go overseas.
Anything
for the,
goes
for
in the pool.
The bar and the pool sort of thing.
Yeah, that's
for
what
me,
I'm
it's like northern Queensland.
Yeah, yeah.
Swim up to the bar, get a drink.
Get a club sandwich.
Sandwich. Oh,
yeah.
Eating a sandwich in the pool feels fucked. Cocktails, though, I will back.
Yeah.
And then just piss in the pool. Sorted.
Hey.
Nature's toilet.
Yeah. There's glory in
that for a reason.
Yeah, you know, that man-made nature of a pool.
Oh, fuck.
So we missed the first half of Sydney West Coast.
Because we were buying DVDs.
Because we were buying DVDs for 20 cents.
Let's talk about this book sale.
All right.
Did you get any books?
No, just movies.
That's wild for you.
Yeah, I know. There are a couple of books that tickled my eyes.
There's a book that Joel was looking at that... Oh, do you remember the tagline of it?
The book was called Department 19,
that's
I
right.
believe.
Yeah.
Department 6.
And it was like Department 5 is the FBI.
The Army.
Is the Army. Department 13 is MI5. Department 19 is the reason you're still alive.
Oh,
I want to go back and buy it. I got a book called Avalanche Express.
Can you read us the first sentence of Avalanche Express, Sean? Because we discovered this yesterday during...
I'll just say what it's about briefly. So it's about an express train going across country. There's like a wanted man on there.
Yep.
That there's a bunch of agents on the train protecting him. Other people trying to get on the train to kill him.
Yep.
All the while, the train's speeding through an avalanche. Sounds like the best thriller read of all time. I very briefly read Tom the First Sentence last night and I realized that it's not well written at all. It was Wednesday. Dangerous Wednesday. And as always, the first Wednesday in the month. It was Wednesday. December 1, a bitter cold day with the snow deep in the streets of the ancient Swiss city that throughout history has been the center of so much intrigue. Full stop.
Dangerous Wednesday.
What day was it again, John?
Anyway, I'm still excited to read it.
Yeah, Colin Forbes, shout out.
Colin Forbes has no equal, according to the Sunday Mirror.
Whoa.
Let's find out if Colin Forbes is still alive.
Get him on the show.
I also grabbed a huge book for $2 called The Encyclopedia of Science Fiction, which I've got to say looks juicy.
Yeah,
as Joel said, great to leave down at a beach house.
Yeah, it looks like it was written and published in like the late 70s, early 80s.
Colin Forbes wrote Double Jeopardy.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He's a man of...
Colin Forbes does have no equal.
Yeah. So he's written Double Jeopardy. He's written The Janus Man, Avalanche Express.
There's a review for this by the Daily Mirror, which is clearly just trying to cash in because it's a train thing. Thundering good, high-speed stuff, first class all the way. That's a train review.
That's beautiful.
His name is not Colin Forbes. His name is actually Raymond Harold Sawkins, but he wrote under the pen name Colin Forbes, born in 1923, died in 2006.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, King. For the grand total of $1, I got the following films. The Blade Trilogy.
Yep.
Lawrence of Arabia, Collector's Edition. Because I've never seen it, and I hear such good things.
Lawrence of Arabia, Collector's Edition, still sealed.
Still sealed. This has not been touched by human hands.
But Sean... The real juice.
The real crown jewel of the whole weekend. I managed for 20 cents to get a copy of Underworld Rise of the Lycans, one of the greatest films ever made.
your 51st favorite film.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Also, simultaneously, in the mix of my top four on Letterboxd.
That's magical.
I will say this, Sean, I lied to you earlier. You asked me if I bought a book and I said no.
You did.
But I did. For 20 cents, I bought a book DVD combo. It's the only one I'll talk about because the other ones are all potentially going to be part of My Cramps or Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday. And that is this book and DVD combo here, Shark Quest.
I love it so much.
Part of the Natural Killers Predators Close Up series. So I'm just going to read you the back of this.
Yep.
Imagine coming face to face with a hungry man-eating shark armed with no more than a camera. One false move could cost you your life. Unthinkable. Not for Mark Priest and Rob Torelli, famous names. Two men on a mission to get close to one of the most feared predators than anyone has dared before. Prepared to be amazed, the intrepid pair hold their nerve in the face of mortal danger to capture some of the most remarkable footage in the history of wildlife filmmaking, and that is Shark Quest.
Had you heard of those guys before?
Never in my life.
I wonder if they're Australian.
They
what
might
if they're
be.
Still alive?
I wonder. Anyway, if you want to hear more about sharks, Tom talks about them heaps
on every Scaredy podcast.
Boys, new episodes every Friday.
But yeah. Look, this has reignited my love of going to an op shop and just buying movies. Fuck streaming. Streaming's, it's dead. Abandoning it.
Alexi Toliopoulos, big fan of the disc.
Yeah.
I think he's onto something.
Yeah.
I think he's cooking. I'm so keen to watch Lawrence of Arabia.
On DVD.
It goes for like 214 minutes or something.
Yeah, but
like
it could be 214 of the best.
I have a feeling it will be.
It's famous for a reason. But yeah, just going into an op shop, picking up like five movies for $5.
Yeah.
That's what... Fuck Netflix.
Chaos, very briefly, best film you've ever seen?
Ooh.
Favorite film, I should
favorite
say.
Favorite movie? Can I have a guess?
What's your top four?
Can I have a guess of Step Brothers?
They'd be up there, yep.
Yep.
Step Brothers up there. I reckon... Are you a big Bad Boys 2 fan?
Nah.
Ooh, have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. The one I'm thinking of has got like Kevin James in it and All the Boys. What's that one?
Grown Ups
is up there, yeah. Okay. Big fan.
Benchwarmers?
Big fan.
Central Intelligence.
Yes.
Yep.
Like anything with Kevin Hart?
Yeah. Kevin Hart
and
The Rock.
Have you seen Basketball?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you love Basketball.
I think
really?
It's Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
It's the two guys from South Park and it's a sports movie.
They invent a sport called Basketball.
Can I throw something at you?
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Fire up later.
Yeah, Kados will love it. You'll think, geez, this is unaged well, but we having a cheeky laugh.
I think we have to go back to the op shop because they had a movie starring Sean William Scott and The Rock, Welcome to the Jungle. I reckon you'd... Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
I reckon you'd love it.
You'd love Welcome to the Jungle.
It's called
it's
the...
good.
The,
let's
the
go back.
Rundown
it's
or
called the Rundown
Beatdown
Overseas.
Yeah. you might see me away from the book area because I can't read.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I'm a dumb cunt. But
yeah, yeah.
Self-reported.
Yeah.
But no, my favourite movie is Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. That was also at the Op Shop. Yeah.
You're a Sandman fan.
Yeah, big time.
So Billy Madison.
Yeah, Bill Madison. Yeah.
What about The Longest Yard? Bill Madison.
Bill Madison. Yeah, William Madison, yeah. One of my favourites. Mm. The Happiest Gilmore.
Bill Big Mads. Daddy?
Yeah, Big Daddy, yeah.
Do you know what's also the Op Shop, which is a song, where a song has been getting a lot of airtime on this weekend, which is The Wedding Singer.
Was that there?
That was the Op Shop.
Oh, I wish I saw that.
It was in the last Op Shop, the one that you didn't go to, which we might be going to tomorrow, Sean.
Okay, I'm back in.
Yeah. Yep. $1.
I disappeared briefly to go to Coles and then also jump across the road to a new building that now has a cinema in it. So that was juicy.
That was juicy. It's all happening. And I guess...
Let's talk
footy. Footy.
Saturday afternoon, West Coast took on Sydney.
Didn't see any of it.
Everyone was like, well, Sydney are going to get absolutely... West Coast are going to get absolutely fucked here. And they did in the end, sort of.
They just ran out of steam, which is what's going to... I mean, it's the same with North Melbourne. There's going to be times where they're going to run out of a bit of puff.
Yep.
But they were competitive for large parts of it. There was a moment late in the third quarter or early in the fourth where they could have kicked a goal and gone away with it. But Petrucelli took a mark, about 20 out, a little bit of an angle, played on, did the Joe the Goose over the top, and just fucked it. Like, it was a bad handball. Waterman was immediately under, like... Nick Blakey and Lloyd and McCartan, like just not a great decision. And then I think I'm pretty sure Sydney went coast to coast. Yeah. And that's the Sean magic. Sean's coaster is attached to the bottom of his Coke can, and he's got that almost at head height now. There we go.
That's magic. Sean, you were at the farm.
I was at the farm. I had to briefly go to the farm to do a quick job for my dad. Who's 15 away.
Minute job.
15 minute job.
Missed taking
care of the cows. I think I missed two games of football.
No, you saw the most important 2 minutes of the come.
I did.
Game.
I came back and saw the end of the game, which was psycho.
Before we get to that game, I guess, Harley Reid kicked his first goal and definitely had the best performance of his very brief AFL career so far.
Correct. He looked really good. Did a couple of don't argues, kicked a goal, got really happy.
Yep.
I think as a player, sometimes you've got to repay the faith of the thousands of fantasy coaches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Harley's a powerful man.
Yeah. He's a big fucking unit, too. They were showing him at one point, he was standing next to Brody Grundy. And Grundy's a big fella.
Yeah.
Harley Reid's like not much shorter than him.
He's ready to rock and roll.
And he's an inside mid. Like, that's the thing that's fucked.
And the jumper they were wearing.
Oh, fantastic
jumper. They should wear that every week.
Yeah, they should. They should bring back that old AFL logo. Mm. It just every jumper looks better with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will also say this game also has the funniest trophy in it. So apparently the West Coast Sydney play like some like military match and there's a big trophy at the end that looks like a giant golden dildo.
Match?
I literally can't give you any more information than that. It's like the 10-gun trophy for like HMAS something, some naval military thing.
How long has this been a thing?
Since 2010, based on what I've seen on the trophy. So it gets awarded to the best player of the match. Heaney won it.
Yeah.
And there's a photo of Heaney holding it. It is like a giant gold dildo, and he doesn't look impressed with it at all. He's flanked by two naval officers, and it's fucking weird.
Yeah, okay.
That is weird.
It's a big loser trophy.
Why are they bringing the army into this?
I don't fucking know.
Army, Navy, whatever.
I do like shit.
I don't care enough.
I really, really do like shit trophies, though.
It's a good shit trophy.
Just like when you just... Someone standing there posing with a trophy. It's just the shittest looking trophy you've ever seen. Gets me fired up.
Looks like a gold footy trophy.
We do need a Haggard's footy trophy. I worry that Caden's going to clean sweep it every year.
What do you mean?
Biggest weapon.
As long as it's something like Damien Barrett's thing on the footy show this morning.
Oh, the big dildo that he was holding on to.
Yeah, that was
sausage. Like
sausage,
he was shy about bringing it out. Kane... Absolutely.
Kane's on fire this weekend.
Yeah,
Before we move on to the next two games, we've just got to briefly talk about this Kane.
The Friday rob.
Kane came on Triple M.
Yes. Friday morning.
Friday morning. Was it Friday night, I think?
Oh, Friday night.
Friday afternoon, evening.
Around the time of the Brisbane game, I think.
Yep, so Friday. Yep.
And he was there to just talk about his fight that he had, the boxing fight with Nathan Brown.
Yeah.
Called in.
Luke Darcy, just out of nowhere, it was an ambush.
Yep.
He was talking to his mate Bevo and thought, ambush time.
Yep.
I can't remember the quote now, but I think he said that Kane is the nastiest and most mean-spirited person in footy history.
Yeah.
In our industry,
Made another comment.
He prefaced it by being like...
I'm not being critical.
I'm not being critical, Kane, but you are the like nastiest and most mean-spirited man in AFL history.
Likened him to Piers Morgan and Steve Price.
Yep.
You know, said, sure, you're getting paid for it, but like, you know, you had a go at him. And then Kane was basically like, give me an example. You know, in the 8 years I've been in the industry, Darcy could really only come up with the Trent Cotchin thing recently.
Yeah.
Which is a funny one to bring up because that one was actually done like as a joke and not in like a takedown sort
and,
of.
And even Kane was like, yeah, no, fair enough. But look, I feel like I've, you know, if you give me some examples. Yeah, you know, we don't, I've often said some outlandish things that I'll walk back when I'm wrong. I'm happy to. Basically, Darcy fucked up because he had no knowledge of Kane. We know that when Kane makes a mistake, if you call him out on it and you have evidence of that mistake, he'll go, yep, nah, fair enough, I fucked it up.
But if you don't have evidence, he doesn't get angry, he just makes you look like a fuckhead.
Darcy looked like a cockhead.
Oh, he looked like a big fuckhead. And also, because of the Triple M energy, I reckon he's used to having the boys all back him
up.
And
they weren't.
None of them did. Like, they were all shocked when he said...
like, Jesus.
They were shocked when he said that
and
to him.
There were so many opportunities that Kane gave him that he could have... walked away from it, stopped it, backed it up, but he's too arrogant and he had to double down and kept going him. And then Kane delivered a cracker where he sort of says, you know, you're following in the footsteps of, you know, you're a bit of a shock jock, this kind of thing. And Kane's like, yeah, I watch a lot of American media. You wouldn't have lasted 3 years over there.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. Like if all you're doing is saying nice kick, nice handball, nice mark, you've got to actually be interesting.
The key part was nice mark for a chest mark was the, I think the telling there.
But then
there.
Did you hear what Darcy said? He came across him in the gym. And it's like,
he's like, I saw you in the gym and it looked like you didn't want to talk to anybody and that was a bit sad.
Yeah, or like, no, you didn't want to come across anybody because you're so small or something.
Like, I think it was more like he's just not outgoing and didn't want to chat to
really?
People.
I thought so it was
Darcy
more
thinks
like,
it's sad. And then Kane was like, oh, I'm introverted. Like, if people know me, I'm happy to talk to anybody, but I'm in the gym. Like, he's in the gym for a fucking reason. Also, did Darcy consider that he just doesn't want to talk to him?
Mm.
Why would anyone want to talk to Luke Darcy?
Darcy's the most boring man in football and also one of its biggest tosses.
Yeah.
I haven't used tosser for ages, but it feels
good. I love it, Tom. It came off the tongue real well. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's a tosser. He's a piece of shit.
Yep.
He's fucking boring.
Get excited when your son kicks a fucking goal, you dickhead.
I think the worst thing you can be in footy media is boring.
Yeah.
He's fucking boring. And he basically admitted to like, oh, I do it because we're all like supposed to look out for each other and protect each other. No, you're supposed to analyse.
Yeah.
People are coming around to Kane, I think.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of people who are like, oh, he's a flog. But you look on this one, Kane's a flog, but geez, he knocked him out here. Yeah. Kane is becoming more dangerous because out of nowhere, he's developing a sense of humour.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of power in Kane.
Yeah, he's kind of going...
I hated him. Now I love him.
You know, because, getting like a little bit of a sense of humor is what saved Lordo as well.
Oh, absolutely. Lordo used to be too serious.
Yeah.
Now every time he laughs, makes my soul happy.
Yeah. And like,
love Lordo.
Because like, obviously the longer you're in media, the better you're going to get at it.
Yes.
But then when you add like more personality into it, Matthew Lloyd, he went from, like this serious, like kind of nothinging thing to now, he's joyous.
Luke Darcy's gone the other way.
Yeah.
He may have started out with a glimmer of his own personality, but he's a boring fan.
I don't think he's ever had a personality. Yeah.
To him, it's just like, nah, just stay. Like, it's like you've had a go at him all forever, Tom. He's fake excited.
Yeah.
Amazing, a goal of the year happens in front of him, and it's just, it's fake.
There's a goal, and it's so good.
Mm.
Like, he's so shit. He's so boring.
He sucks.
Shit.
I love Kane.
And he's not even a
Kane,
good...
I hope you're listening.
He's not. He is. He's a big fan of
what
the
a legend.
What a.
I just love Kane Corns now. So funny. I reckon 4 years ago, 3 years ago on this show, we would have been like, Kane's a cunt every
in
week.
2019, I reckon.
He was a bit of a fuckhead around the
SEN.
The grand
SEN's
final.
Really like made me like him a lot.
I think it was.
FLW grand final was a bit of a fuckhead.
Do you know what it used to be with Kane? It was headlines.
Yeah.
But then I think when I listened to him on SEN, you actually listen to, it's not just the clickbait headline. Yeah. It's, what he's actually saying. And I go, oh, yeah, cool. No, I understand. Even if I don't agree with it, I like it. I like he's got an opinion.
I think, the, like, AFLW being more and more welcomed into the mainstream journalism's also helping because then now people like Kane don't just immediately seem like a cunt because they're like, AFLW, no thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, even like today, we were watching the Sunday Footy Show and Ebony Marinoff was on the panel for a bit.
Dominated them.
She blew them out of the fucking water.
And she was also excited to be there, which I backed as well.
She got so pumped when she got that Sean Burgoyne question. I thought she was going to punch TJ in the face. And you know what? She should have. I reckon she'd win. She's one of the toughest players.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's got the record for the most tackles in a game. I think it's 21.
I couldn't beat her in
like,
a fight.
No.
It's fucked. She'd kick the shit
out
of me.
That is fucked.
I couldn't.
Joel, I think I could beat a bear in a fight.
So it's...
Come on, mate.
But not Ebony Marinoff. It's
a bear, then you, then Ebony Marinoff.
Absolutely. Yeah. In that order.
Yeah, that is magic.
And her stats back it up.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
As do mine.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What about a wolf? Could you go The Grey?
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've watched The Grey a lot.
You're faring better than Liam.
Liam does pretty well, I reckon.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Grey?
Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah, I loved it. Saw it in the cinema.
Big fan. I wish I saw it in the cinema. What a treat.
I think I saw it with my dad. We both left being oof.
That's a real... It is a bloke movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It secretly has a bit of the No Country for Old Men to it.
Yeah. Like, I like that.
Time comes for us all.
That's great.
Yeah.
Frank Grillo's character really embodies that,
I think.
Fuck, anyway, it's big. Just looking at, you should watch it.
I'm just looking at Ebony Marinoff's career.
Yep.
So I'm looking at career tackles. The last two seasons, so 2022 season 7 and 2023 season, she had 126 tackles in the second 2022 season.
Yeah.
And 135 last season.
Yeah, she's off the chain.
That's big. Kados, how many tackles are you averaging per game?
Not many.
You're an outside player, aren't you?
I'm an outsider, yeah.
Yeah.
Soft is looking what I heard.
Looking for the cheapies over the top.
You're the gloss.
No, I can go get my own footy, but...
Whoa!
Oh. How many goals did you kick yesterday?
Just the one.
Yeah, and what did you say after you kicked it?
How good's footy?
Yep. And how many points? How many points did you lose by?
About 80.
How good? It
started good and then went downhill pretty quick.
Yeah, that's okay. It's like a team I follow.
What was the margin at three-quarter time?
Oh.
Did the boys blow out at the end?
Nah, it was probably 60.
Okay.
I think we probably nearly won the last quarter, but...
Okay, yep.
Yeah, no, we didn't. That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. That's a 20-point deficit.
What I'm trying to say is we kicked a couple of goals to bring the margin back.
What round of your season is this?
Round one.
Oh, this was round one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's but in your defense, this is the team that was in the higher division last year.
They came down from Premier.
So did they come down because they got relegated?
Yeah, so last year they did a thing because in our league we got five divisions and there was 12 teams in the Premier and then 10. 8-8, I think.
Yeah.
So they always wanted to get 10.
Yeah.
So they dropped two down.
Yep.
Didn't put anyone up.
So they dropped 10 down.
Two. Oh.
Two down to
make
10.
It 10.
Sure, gotcha.
And then they dropped two from ours, didn't bring anyone
up. So they
up.
Filthy about being dropped down.
Yeah.
And or do they love it because they're going to win the premiership?
They actually got promoted without winning the flag, so.
Oh, stolen honour.
So, yeah.
Deserve to be back dropped
down. Your team's quite good, right?
We're quite good, yeah. We struggled last year, but we picked up a fair few this year.
Bad preseason?
They were just fucking good.
Any trips to Vegas? Yeah.
Nah.
The boys all united?
Yeah, we're pretty close, but they were just too good.
Got everyone to delete WhatsApp from their phone.
Need a new coach?
Nah.
When are you going to take over as coach? After winning the premiership as a basketball coach?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Undefeated season.
Fins up.
First time ever in the league?
Yeah.
Fuck, first ever time.
Debut season.
Whoa.
Undefeated premiership.
Historic.
So in the basketball league, they have a summer and a winter season.
Yep.
So that was the summer. So we're having the winter season off because of footy.
Oh, very nice.
So then we're coming back in the summer.
Other teams will be happy they can finally get a fucking win.
Yeah, but rumours have it that we're getting bumped up two divisions.
I think you have to.
We were in D, and they reckon they're going to bump us up to B. Yeah,
didn't you start the year in E?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
Three games.
Three and games funny, they bumped. Yeah.
Our winning margins in E were probably our lowest.
Yeah, okay. That's because you started slow.
Yeah.
And Kato's
but hang on. Is that because you didn't want to get bumped up?
Yes.
So
bumping up two leagues is interesting.
It is very interesting.
Well, I mean, that'll be three in one season, really.
We might have to do some recruiting.
Might have to. Boys might have to start trying.
Do I whip the suit off and play or keep the suit
on? You should
on?
Play, I reckon. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Captain coach.
I reckon
we need to buy you a suit, like a stripper suit that's got like studs on the side, and then when it's time to play, you can just rip the whole suit off.
Yeah,
Track suit, NBA track suit. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. But yeah, congratulations to the Dolphins.
Thanks, mate.
Big season.
Fins up.
And
congratulations to Carlton.
Yes.
Yesterday. Speaking of stolen.
Fuck them.
Speaking of stolen valor. Oh boy, there was a daylight robbery. Well, a twilight robbery. At Adelaide Oval yesterday, where Carlton, Freo were quite good. They were doing everything right for most of the game, denying a lot of space. And Carlton just came from the clouds with seconds remaining on the clock. And right in front of me, Sean, in the words of, and Joel.
Right in front of me.
That's what happened. Oh, yep. We saw a robbery. A crime was committed. And we said to Tracy, you've committed a crime. And she said, I don't fucking care.
huge.
Yeah, so for anyone who didn't see it, basically Carlton took
a
questionable mark with 45 seconds left.
It got
left.
Touched about four times on the way through. However, if the umpire doesn't see it, like...
Freo's attitude
was like, you got to review it. And it's like, that's not how we do the game.
No.
I know we want to talk about crypto.com all the time.
Yep.
Not this time.
But also, like, there's still a minute left on the clock after that goal goes through. Freo have won almost every clearance in this last quarter. They just have to go to the other end and score. They have a brain explosion. Jordan Clark abuses the umpire, and there's a free kick directly
in front. I saw a thing floating around Twitter/X today, which is funny because it just gained traction, even though it's not what happened.
Was it that he's got form?
Oh, there was that. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that because I'm sure that made your blood boil.
I didn't actually read it, though. Okay. Is it from that account?
No. So, the first tweet I saw that just wasn't true was, I'm getting reports that Jordan Clark asked how long the umpire's membership is valid for at Carlton. And people were like, Jesus!
I will say this. That's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
But then someone was like, is that what he said? First reply was like, nah, but that's what I imagine he said.
Yeah. Oh, I reckon Jordan Clark's going to have to start learning Tasmanian.
But
I love it, Tom.
What's his name? Michael Powell, the umpire that got fired after getting investigated by...
Kados has just figured it out.
Yeah, it's good. Michael Powell, the umpire that...
down there.
got fired for leaking Brownlow votes.
Who did so? Yes.
Betting on a Brownlow.
Who?
No, he was leaking Who? Brownlow votes. Michael Powell. He's the umpire. So there's two umpires on Twitter.
Yeah.
There's the...
Oh, has the ump stuffed up?
Are people saying that's him?
No.
Okay.
Michael Powell attacked...
Is he also on Twitter doing like umpiring?
Yes, comments? But he mostly just pulls up, has the umpire stuffed up, and is like, this guy's not a real umpire, and is talking out his ass.
Oh.
It's very funny.
But Powell was like, I umpired Jordan Clark in a COVID nothing match, and I pulled him up on it and was like, mate, you cannot speak to umpires like that.
Okay.
And then but also in the tweet, he's like, yeah, I can't. I can see why Geelong got rid of him because he's a flog and fuck him. Basically.
So this guy got fired, yeah?
Yeah.
So he's just gone rogue now.
Yeah.
I like it though, but
he got fired and then in the following season was playing local footy and got
like punched
in the head. Yeah, got punched in the head.
That's right.
I will say having watched Clark when he's playing at Geelong, he does have he's fiery. Like he'll get in fights and he'll push back and he'll fight around. So it makes sense that if he was feeling aggrieved, he would. And you saw the Freo, the looks on the other Freo players when they're walking towards him with their hands out, just being like,
shut up.
I've never seen body language convey shut the fuck up harder in my entire life.
How many Supercoach or fantasy points would he have lost for that?
None.
Tom,
three. Just three.
You got to stop.
Would he just lost three?
He would have lost three, yes.
But isn't a 50-meter penalty worse?
Not in fantasy.
Supercoach, I think it is.
Supercoach is completely different.
Yeah.
And
don't try and explain that to Tom.
No.
Tom somehow only knows a bit. He knows a bit of Supercoach, doesn't know any of the fantasy, keeps answering questions about fantasy.
Yeah.
An effective kick inside 50.
The Sun briefly came out for that goal.
Sun briefly came out before and cooked his fucking brain even further.
Hasn't been in the ocean.
Just looking behind Tom at the Gold Coast GWS game, which has just started, and they called this one a sellout, did they? There's empty seats. Wait for other angles. There's empty fucking seats everywhere.
This is Adelaide
this
Hills.
This is at the tiny ground.
That's Norwood.
I reckon Dallas
that's not
Savings.
Norwood. That's Adelaide Hills. That's Adelaide
isn't
Hills.
Norwood small though?
Nah, Norwood's got
Norwood's bigger than Norwood's Adelaide bigger. Hills.
But it's a rugby pitch. It's like
So
it's tiny.
The boundary line straight.
Yeah.
So Adelaide Hills is like 2,000 to 3,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Norwood's 10,000 and Adelaide's what 45,000.
Yeah.
Last game of Saturday.
Last night. I stressed.
Sorry, can I briefly comment on Freo's jumper?
Ooh, yep,
elite.
I love it. When they release like a photo shoot with Alex Pierce wearing it and go, this is what we're wearing this week.
It also helps that they're putting us on the sexiest man in football.
When they do that, everyone's rock hard and it's great. It needs to be seen in the right light, though.
Yeah.
On the field yesterday, it just looks kind of shit.
Can I comment on that? I on the drive down, I stopped to get some food.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit's a close game, and I'll turn it on.
Yeah.
I thought Freo were Carlton and Carlton were Freo by the jumpers.
Pretty funny.
I was like, what the fuck?
Kerno's
fucking playing for Freo. rattled me.
He's defected halfway through.
They gather around rules half time.
You know
just
what
swap
I say
jumpers.
To Charlie Kerno? Get fucked.
That's fair enough. Charlie, hope you're listening.
Hate him.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Any Carlton supporters out there? Get fucked.
Geelong. Yeah, this game stressed me the fuck out. 4 points. It's probably a game where I think a statistical anomaly may take place on Brownlow night, where I think Geelong won the game, but I think Bulldogs will get all three Brownlow votes. Bond will get three, Libba will get two, and I reckon Treloar might get one.
No,
Cameron might get one. Cameron will get one.
Cameron had his third highest possession game of his entire career.
He also had 652 metres gained.
Cameron two might goals, get three four. Votes.
He'll get
2 goals, 4.
He'll get votes.
He'll definitely get votes.
He'll either get Treloar three get or two.
What did he do with the ball?
Treloar, Myers is more likely to get the one vote.
Myers could get votes,
Grime was so good just getting into space, covering ground. I think he had 500 metres gained.
Hey, Joel.
Great running coach.
Your latest Instagram notifications, mate.
Yeah, so last night, I can't remember if I spoke about this on the show. Last week when Grian was congratulating Tom Hawkins on his 350 games, just asked him, is Tom Hawkins a better teammate or maybe someone that we play Fortnite with that also plays Fortnite with Grian Myers? Grian's like, Tom Hawkins is a better teammate. And I was like, that's a bit stiff. Then last night, after the game, messaged Grian with a screenshot of his 8 score involvements.
Yep.
So fuck the other teammates. It's you, Grian. You're the best one.
And he said, thanks.
Always.
Thanks. No, he was really good. Cameron was really good. And even though we got absolutely murdered out of the middle, I thought there was like some positive stuff.
Bont was
like,
on a rampage.
Yeah, Bont knew that Joel and I traded him out of our fantasy teams and he was like, fuck you both.
Bont saw his team selection percentage plummet and he's like, he took it personally.
So they traded him out, Kados, and what's the lesson they need to learn?
Don't trade out premiums.
Mm.
I kept him in.
That's my head off, big boy.
149.
Powerful by you.
Did you say that's fantasy craft, big boy?
Sure did.
Yeah, that's good from you, Tom.
But yeah, now this was stressful and I'm glad it's over.
No, it's good though. Like, and we're all here together, so we could all get behind you and support the Cats.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I wasn't definitely standing behind the couch, and with 7 minutes to go, you two fucks kept saying, "Nah, you're home. You're home."
Were we wrong?
Yeah, Tom, were we wrong?
Was fine being a little cheeky because I knew Geelong would win.
Tom, you were saying we need to kick 2 more goals.
I felt like we did need to kick 2 more goals.
You kicked no more goals and you won.
Yeah, we had 2 more shots though. Henry should have nailed that. And Big Reese. I thought Big Reese actually played one of his better games as well against English. English is a hard guy to match up on.
Good work by Reese. So he's going to have another good game in what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Probably, yep.
He might get rested next week again.
Well, they might do the old, rest Reese, bring Conway in. I think they're going to do that a bit more to get Conway some games in. I think they'll bring Reese back.
It's wild.
Like,
no other team would ever think of doing that.
No, what? No, rescuing the Ruckman?
Well, never just like fucking with a winning lineup.
Yeah.
It's crazy that Geelong just don't care about Rucks.
Well, when was the last time you had like a good Ruckman?
Right now, Ray Stanley, premiership winning Ruckman.
Before that, All-Australian Ruckman. Brad Ottens.
Yeah. Technically, Blitzarv's made the All-Australian 2022 playing wherever the fuck he wants.
He doesn't count.
The Ruck.
He doesn't count as anything.
Yeah, but
played 250
your,
games last night too.
Good boy. Premiership teams... In like 07, 09, you had Mark Blake played, didn't he?
Mark Blake played
Trent
in one.
West.
Trent West played in 11.
Like they're not big name,
right? So 07, it was Ottens and King. 09 yep. it was Ottens and Blake, and then 11 it was Ottens and West.
Here's a question for you, Kados.
Yeah.
Historian of the game.
Yeah.
How often is a premiership ruckman a big dog anyway?
Wow, like that's what I was getting at.
Because I'm thinking back to Brisbane. Like we had Clark Keating, we had yep. Bo McDonald.
Look at Collingwood last year, Cameron Cox.
Yeah.
Well, Richmond. The last genuine good ruck combo premiership win would be Gorn Jackson in 2021.
Yeah.
Well, that was, like, and that was mostly because of
the
Jackson.
The combo doesn't matter, and I don't rate Jackson. Like Gorn.
Yep. Tick,
Gorn. Yep. Like yeah, who did Hawks have? They had Big Boy.
They had
McAvoy.
McAvoy and David Hale before that?
David Hale and Max Bailey played in the first one.
See, David Hale, no.
Not Rock. Really. David Hale and
position.
Big Boy, I think.
Maybe Nathan Buckley was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Big Boy and Hale for a while.
Yeah. So who did Sydney have in 2012? Martin Pike or whatever his name was?
No.
And Mumford? They had the double.
No, Mumford wasn't there in 2012.
Yeah, he was.
Nah, I think he was at the Cats still.
Mumford won a flag with Sydney.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay, who listeners?
Check your Twitter or your Google. Whatever that's called.
Tom, take that your phone.
Like that was felt like I was sitting next to a 75-year-old man. Tom, check your little machine over there.
Tom, take your phone and shove it up Tom. Your ass. Why are you arguing with Kados, historian of the game, when you're a fucking vibes master of like... Tom Hawkins kicked 9 last night.
Yeah, felt like he kicked 9. Nah, didn't. He didn't kick any.
He felt
Norton
like he...
also didn't kick any.
Tom, you can say whatever you want because you're powered up.
Yeah, it was good to get a win. 4-0 too. Fuck yes.
Dusha, did you bring your jacket
Thank
on?
Thank you very much.
There you go. 09.
2012 Premiership player.
Jeez, I thought he
with
was...
with the Swans.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Tom.
Kados, you didn't even need it to be fact-checked. We believed you.
Yeah, okay, good. Thanks, boys.
Yeah.
Full support of the board over here.
Yeah. Go Cats. Fuck you, Bevo.
Who was our ruck Premiership? Steve Alessio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you would have had... What's his name? He did play for Geelong, and then he played for the Bombers.
When?
In the 90s, in that Baby Bombers Premiership. What was that? Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
Wasn't it Paul Salmon?
Yeah, Salmon went from Essendon to Geelong back to...
No, he's not a ruckman, though. No.
He didn't go to Geelong, Salmon. He went to Freo. Hawthorn, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Freo?
Paul
Freo.
Salmon.
Freo.
No.
He went somewhere fucked.
He went to the Hawks, didn't he? Paul Salmon.
I know that he left Essendon and then came back.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of? He was a ruck at Geelong and then he played at Essendon. I thought he won a flag with you guys. John...
John
Barnes. Yeah, Barnes. John Barnes.
Yeah.
I don't think he won a flag, did he? Although he was around in 2001.
So, yeah, Paul Salmon went to Hawthorn and then back to Essendon.
Mm. Yeah, good. Bring back Sheedy. Anyway, we got to wrap this episode up so we can watch more footy. It's 15 minutes into the GWS Gold Coast game. And listeners, we will be back tomorrow to sum up Gather Round and the magic that has happened.
Send us an email. We might read them out. HowGoodsFooty@gmail.com. Get on Instagram. Follow us, HowGoodsFootyPod. We're posting a lot of shit.
We're posting so much shit. And if you've got any questions for Kados and Tom, so we can really, really demonstrate that Kados knows what he's talking about and Tom doesn't know jack shit.
Give us some trivia questions.
Oh!
History.
Fuck, maybe we'll do Brownie's quiz on How Good's Footy tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Someone do a quiz for Brownie's quiz tomorrow.
Maybe you should host it, though, because you don't know anything.
I'm only 21.
All right, you know what? I'll host.
Remember that. I'm 21.
I'll host a footy quiz.
Tom is a good quiz host.
I'll host a footy quiz tomorrow morning.
He hosts the IMDb detective over
Does that mean
we've got
to go to the op shop and find a little symbol to get for the buzzers?
No, like I reckon just buzzing with you, no. It's all right.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, listeners. And until then...
Go Tom Green! Woo!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.